Francis Leach, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Francis, in the NRL, the Origin teams are in, and while Queensland is sweating on the fitness of one of its stars, the Blues are welcoming a few new faces.
Indeed. It's everyone's favourite guessing game at this time of the year. Who plays and who stays? And Queensland have picked Ali Cherry-Evans, the Manly star, who has come into camp with a bit of an injury, but he's been named in the Maroon side for the big clash next Wednesday. They're sweating on his fitness after what's been a bruising start to the campaign for Ali Cherry-Evans at Manly. Meanwhile, Queensland have stuck pretty loyal to the players who've done the job in previous Maroons campaigns, despite New South Wales' win last year, ending Queensland's run of eight consecutive series. Brisbane Broncos prop Josh Maguire has won a spot on the bench. That's really the only new face of those who haven't played previously. For New South Wales, though, they've admitted Luke Lewis, who's had 17 Origin appearances when it named its squad yesterday, and it handed debuts to Canterbury pair Josh Jackson and David Clemmer. 31-year-old Lewis, who was on the Australian bench for the Anzac Test against New Zealand in Brisbane earlier this month, appears to be a casualty of Laurie Daly's desire to get those new and younger players into the team. And as we spoke about yesterday, that pairing in the halves, Mitchell Pearce has been recalled for the Blues side after missing the entire 2014 series, and Trent Hodkinson will be his partner in crime there. So we know who's playing now. All that is left is to get on with the game next Wednesday. It should be massive.
It's that time of year. In the AFL at Carlton, Mick Malthouse has dug in, the coach telling anyone who'll listen he's not going anywhere, despite his team's wretched form.
Bottom of the ladder, only the one win, being flogged by the Giants last weekend in front of 16,000 people. That would have been alarming enough for Carlton, who are used to big crowds and big occasions. Malthouse is under pressure. He's out of contract at the end of the year, and the questions keep coming for the Carlton hierarchy. Will they stick or twist with Mick? Are they going to re-sign him? He spoke on Adelaide Radio yesterday and said, as far as I'm concerned, I coach out until I don't coach, and that means it won't be my decision just to walk out. So he will not resign. He's going to fight it out. He's not just going to walk away, he said. So the Blues have a really tough couple of weeks coming up, Fran, including games on Friday nights against Geelong and Sydney. So they'll be in the bright glare of Friday night football, and then they face off against Adelaide at home. If they cop another three or four pummelings in the space of the next month or two, that decision might be taken out of Malthouse's hands. But at this stage, the Carlton hierarchy are saying that they will not make a decision till the middle part or the back end of this season.
Okay, and reports emerging that WADA has asked that their appeal in the Essendon case is heard offshore. Why is this?
Yes, a provocative move by WADA, who it's understood that they've requested the case be held outside of Australia in part of for the panel hearing to be heard by international arbiters. Now, the way it works is the club can choose one arbiter, and also WADA gets to choose an arbiter in between a judicial appointment as well for the Court of Arbitration for Sport hearing. And WADA have gone for a Belgian jurist to be their senior counsel in this affair, their arbiter in this matter, suggesting that it be heard offshore in Switzerland. It's unlikely to happen. It's likely to be a hearing in Sydney, but it suggests WADA are playing hardball in this case.
All right, Francis, thank you. Talk to you again at 7:30.